is happening, everybody? Thank you for coming by another one of my PGA DFS top five videos. Of course, if you've already put in, well, hopefully you've already put in your match play lineups. And now all we've got to do is watch the action unfold here today on Wednesday. And of course, get ready for the other golf tournament going on this week, the Corrales Punta Cana Championship. And DraftKings and FanDuel were nice enough to put out some pretty good contest for us. So certainly something to take a look at. Let's go ahead and start off. This is my PGA DFS top five value. I figured with not that many people or golfers that you may know golfing this week, we'd stick with just values. There's going to be plenty of sleepers, of course, and plenty of fades opportunity as well. But for this, we thought it would be best to just give you the top five values. So let's go ahead and jump right in to our last week's ball game. And last week, it was a rough one for me. Four missed cuts. The first time that has ever happened in all of these video series. Brendan Roux, Robbie Shelton, Luke List, JT Poston, all missing the cut. Harry Higgs, T15. So at least I got Harry Higgs through the cut. Definitely going to do better this week. I can't imagine all five of these guys that I'm about to mention missed the cut. Let's pray and hope. First, starting off with our best value, or fifth best value on the board. We're going to go 5-1. Today's Tyler McCumber. Came in second here not too long ago over that fall swing. Then he's also matching that up with two good recent form starts, 33rd and 22nd, so he's definitely finding a good groove. He's finding a good groove because his strokes gained off the tee numbers have vastly improved. He's 50th on the year, 182 on the approach, 167 around the green, and his putter, boy, that can get ice cold. He's ranked 226th on the year, but of course, 1 week can change all of that. So Tyler McCumber, 7,900 on DraftKings this week. To my fourth best golfer, or fourth best value on the board, it's a golfer that played very good last week. Coming in third, it's Chase Seifert. Not only did he come in third last week, but he also came in 41st here a couple of months ago, not too long ago. So we've got a guy that at least made the cut, a guy that's in good form, and his price is reasonable, coming in at $8,000 on DraftKings, $9,600 on FanDuel this week. He's pretty good at everything, or marginally good at everything. 139 off the tee, 86 on the approach, certainly the strength of his game. 182 around the green, and 136 putting is your strokes gained power ranks for Chase Seifert this year. But again, when you match those up against golfers he's playing within the field, those are probably some of the best numbers in the field. So Chase Seifert, certainly like both of those guys in form. Speaking of another guy that has had good course history but hasn't had many starts around the world recently, a guy that I'm certainly keen on is Justin Su. $8,700 for him on DraftKings this week. Easy for me to go ahead and pick him over Brandon Wu in this spot, given that Brandon Wu is much more expensive. $10,600 for his price on FanDuel. We know he had one of his best finishes, 14th, over that fall swing, if you will. So one of his better finishes on the tour coming here. I believe this course sets up well for him. Looks like the form is relatively similar. Again, we just saw him almost Monday qualify for the Honda Classic, so it's not like his form is too far out of it. Justin Su, coming in 14th last year. Strokes gained rank, he actually does have some numbers. Doesn't have a lot of starts, though, so 129 off the tee, second on the approach. I can't imagine that's going to stick. Fourth putting and 185th around the green. Again, very few limited starts for Su, but at least we do have a pretty good profile. Good with the approaches, good with the putter. We like all of that. Okay, next golfer I'm going to pick is a guy that is definitely giving off good value and my second best on the board. It's Lucas Herbert. So here's a guy that's coming over from the European Tour. We've tried to implement these guys a couple of times in these tournaments. They have done well. Also, here's a pair of Belgian duo, Thomas Dietry and Thomas Peters, some of the odds favorite to win. And Lucas, he's played just as good as these two guys recently. And in fact, he's coming off a pretty good start for himself. Coming in, he did play at the Honda Classic. That's what I was trying to say. Sorry for Lucas. Coming in 46th there last week. So at least made the cut in his most recent go. So I like Lucas. Again, $7,400. I think he presents great value. $9,000 on FanDuel for him. And that's going to bring me to my best value on the board. And that is Joel Damon. Now, granted, Joel has had a really rough go of it lately. He's coming in at $7,700 in this field. I'm sure there were times where at last year, Damon didn't even think he'd be playing in this event, maybe even playing in the match play, but it's been a struggle this year. In fact, his best finish since the turn of the year is a T60th at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. It has been a struggle, but no better place to come back and try and find your form at a course where you've done pretty good at in the past, having come in 12th a couple of years ago here when he did have to come. And also coming in 13th the year before, and also coming in 11th all the way back in 2016. So three finishes in the teens for Damon here. As you can see from a strokes gain rank, off the tee hasn't been a problem, 45th. It's the other three, 159 on the approach, 169 around the green, 151 putting. But again, like I said, this time he's coming here for the third time, a fourth time, made the cut all three other times, plus to finish inside the top 15 on all those. Absolutely love that for 7,700. So, okay, let's go 5-1 really quickly. Again, we got Tyler McCumber, 7,900 on DraftKings. He's 5. Chase Seifert, 8,000 on DraftKings is 4. Justin Soo, number 3, 8,700. Lucas Herbert, 7,400, number 2. And Joel Damon, 7,700, number 1. So that'll do it for my PGA DFS top 5 value for the Corrales Punta Cana Championship. You're looking for more Corrales Punta Cana Championship content? I'm going to be coming out with my top 5 bets video here very shortly. You should see that here on Wednesday. And of course, if you're an Osmo Plus member, stay tuned, because you're going to get a members-only pod, picks pod, with all of your expert friends here on the Osmo Golf team. We're going to be recording that sometime around 10 o'clock, so it should be out now. Look for that coming up if you don't want to see it. I'm recording these videos early on in the morning here, so should be getting those out at 10 o'clock. Stay tuned and look out for that. So if you're not already an Osmo Plus member, great time to do so. You're going to get that added value this week, plus so much more. Ownership projections, player projections, which Osmo Alex Baker is on fire right now, so good time to join. Just $8.95. Of course, make sure you like and subscribe to these videos so you get notified when they come live. So until next time, everybody, thanks for joining PGA DFS Top 5 Values for the Corrales Punta Cana Championship. We'll see you on the other side. Cheers.